Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about apologies and forgiveness. Sometimes we do things and we have no negative reason behind the choices we make. We just make poor choices. And there are times people will make mistakes. And I think what happens is that people have become so lackadaisical and melancholy about what they do that they don't stop and think about how it will affect other people. And, you know, as a society, we have been told, a lot of times we've been told apologies enough. And I don't think that that's always the case. You know, as humanity, we are to forgive one another. And I think that we have to go further than that. Sometimes you offend someone and you don't know why. I think it makes a better choice, and it behooves us to tell the other person why we were offended, so that they can also know what's going on and they can also understand your feelings. If you hide your feelings and you don't tell the other party, then neither one of you gets a chance to grow. Now, there are some acts that are just so egregious that you'll never forget them. But you should be able to move on from them. And a lot of times, those are just choices and triggers. The choice is yours. Do you want to be held back, stifled, and stunted by your response, and therefore triggered whenever it occurs? Or do you want to learn from it, you know, deal with the scar, heal, and move forward? Because that's really the best way I see for growth. Then there are other things that are just heinous. They are acts against society, against moral judgment, and they're more difficult to actually forgive and move past. There are a few things I saw in the news that had me thinking about this. And I thought, because it was such a response in my heart, that it would be good to visit it again. Because sometimes people think that, you know, well, I said sorry, you should just move on, right? But they don't realize how deeply you've been hurt. And sometimes they realize, but they don't care because they don't have that same hurt. And one of the things today had to do with how people tend to view all people of one nationality as one solid group. And it dealt with stereotyping and really some race triggers. And that was sad. And so I'll probably write about that another time. The other issue was, I want to say maybe it was in the United Kingdom. And I just briefly shared three or four sentences on that on our family Facebook page. And it talked about how we really are at the mercy of those who are in charge and first responders. And we need to be aware that sometimes the ones who are put here in positions to help make bad choices and biased choices. And in that article, the gentleman was found guilty, but he was found innocent too. And so that really gave me some conflicted views, which is neither here nor there. The point to, for me, to you, is that we have to do better. We have to be aware of ourselves and slow down and make the best choices. We have to look past the easy things that differentiate us, separate us, and really manipulate our actions sometimes and look at the deeper situation. Because each of us is responsible for how we interact with our fellow brothers and creatures, whether they're animals, cats, dogs, horses, whatever it is. Everything on the earth is created by a loving creator. So I'm going to ask you to think about that, to look past, you know, stereotypes and maybe sometimes even your first response to someone or something, and look for the deeper situation and see the person across from you as a human being. I'm going to wish you well. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. We can do better if we choose to do better. We can stop being triggered if we look at what's causing us pain, because we can't heal with things we will not deal with. Until we speak again, do your best to be the best you. Be well. Goodbye.